Bail sat in silence with Padme for a long time after Obi-Wan Kenobi's departure, even though he had no time to waste. Even though his day was crammed from top to bottom and side to side with commitments, the enormity of the situation, its implications, had left him enervated, oddly lost, and beneath that, afraid. An ancient enemy that frightens the Jedi, he thought. Wonderful, just when I thought things couldn't get any worse. Seated across from him, Padme stirred.
I'm sorry I shouted at you. I'm sorry I called you a hypocrite.
He smiled ruefully. I'm sorry I've been keeping secrets like this. It hasn't been easy, but I didn't have a choice.
I know, she said. I understand. Sometimes secrets are necessary.
Doesn't make keeping them any easier.
No, I suppose not, she said, sounding almost sad. Bail, you don't have to worry. I'll keep this one with you.
He felt a rush of surprised relief and was ashamed. Are you sure? I know I've put you in a difficult position. I never wanted to. I just... He shrugged and sighed. He'd run out of words. Her eyes warmed briefly.
You needed to trust someone. I'm glad you chose me.
He dredged up another smile. So am I.
And you can trust Obi-Wan, too. You really can.
Master Kenobi. He's quite intimidating, isn't he? Even for a Jedi.
Just a little bit, she agreed and pulled a face.
You two seem close.
Startled, she stared at him. Then she shook her head. No, not really. At least, sort of.
She tugged at her loosely bound hair.
It's complicated.
Was she in love with Kenobi? He wondered. If so, complicated didn't begin to describe the situation. She trusted the man, that much was obvious. Kenobi trusted her, too, and that was interesting. It might not be love, but there was definitely something between them, something beyond a polite acquaintanceship or the mere political give and take between the Senate and the Jedi. But it's none of my business, he thought. Her life is her own. I really need to go, he said, standing. Thank you. Again, if I hear anything else from my contact, I promise I'll tell you. She stood too, her expression somber.
Only if you want to. Only if I can help in some way. Not because you feel guilty, Bail. Decisions made because of guilt usually turn out badly for everyone.
True, he admitted, and withdrew. The day dragged on, interminable. Bail found himself short-tempered, easily distracted, easily startled. He kept holding his breath, expecting a summons to the Jedi Temple at any moment. None came. Perhaps this whole thing is a false alarm. Perhaps this is one time when my contact got it wrong, he thought. Or perhaps the Jedi had decided he'd played his part and wanted nothing more to do with him. Padme had been right about one thing. Master Kenobi wasn't fond of politicians. Not even his legendary Jedi courtesy and self-control had quite masked the undercurrent of disdain. His path crossed with Padme's twice, once in their daily security briefing, and again in a short Senate recall when the House was required to vote on increasing the munitions levy on the Core Worlds Consortium. His meeting with other consortium representatives shortly thereafter left him with a truly monumental headache. After that, he was swallowed alive by domestic concerns, appointments with Alderaanian citizens registering complaints, making representations, begging favors. Tell me again why I wanted to be a senator? It was approaching midnight before he finally escaped. Exhausted, punch drunk, he almost staggered through his front door. Too tired even for the restorative consolation of Corellian brandy, he bumped his way to the bedroom and fell face first across the bed. Even his capillaries were aching. Sleep descended with blunt force, bludgeoning him into oblivion. But oblivion didn't last till sunrise. In his hidden tunic pocket, the secret comlink began to buzz. Nauseated from lack of rest, he stared at the decoded message. Decoded it again, just in case his fragile state had led him to making a disastrous mistake. It hadn't. Well, stang. This is not what I had in mind.
Heedless of the unsociable hour, he calmed the Jedi Temple. I need to speak with Master Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's a matter of urgency.
Master Kenobi is not available at this time, Senator. Perhaps you would care to leave a message.
A message? His life had just turned inside out, and he was supposed to leave a message? Yes, all right. Tell him I must see him as soon as possible. He hesitated, then added, he'll know why. The Jedi on the other side of this insane conversation was silent for a moment.
Yes, Senator, he said. He sounded disapproving. Too bad. I will relay your request at the first opportunity.
In other words, don't think you can throw your weight around, you're just a politician. Clearly, he lacked Padme's magic snap of the fingers. Thank you, he said, terminating the link. Then he refreshed himself with a shower, hauled on clean clothes, placated the demon of hunger gnawing holes in his belly, and sat in the gradually retreating dark to wait.